When 9 people were murdered 2 months ago in a South Carolina church, a renewed debate over the Confederate battle flag followed, and it hasn't gone away. In Kentucky, the board of the state fair voted to ban vendors from selling the Confederate battle emblem beginning next year. Jake Ryan of member station WFPL has the story.
Dreama Butler stands amid thousands of people in an expo center with a flea market feel at the Kentucky State Fair. She's selling flags and has quite a selection, but there's one she doesn't have, despite dozens of requests. Butler sold out of the Confederate battle flag before she came to the fair. And since she's been here, scores of people have asked her if she has any in stock.
I have people that say, I would have never flown a Confederate flag, but if I can find one right now, I will fly it.
Other vendors have a wide range of items adorned with the Confederate battle flag for sale, despite the impending ban and the push to keep it out of this year's event.
Well, 3 sell better than the other ones because it's the original flag.
Jim Watson is selling the Confederate battle flag at his stand, as well as hats, stickers, and patches with the emblem. He's been doing this for about a decade at the Kentucky State Fair.
We're a military booth. You see this flag? That's the battle flag. It's not anything to do with any racism or anything like that.
He says this year he'll sell the flags until he runs out, but next year he'll adhere to the ban. It wasn't hard to find the symbol among fairgoers. Outside of the corn dog stand, Marty Stanford wears a black t-shirt with a big Confederate flag on the back. He thinks the ban is discriminatory.
Just a southerner, man. It ain't got nothing to do with no racist or nothing like that. It's just, it's your heritage.
For others, next year's full ban on the merchandise can't come soon enough. Pope Mobley and a group of friends are checking out a t-shirt stand that had Confederate flag designs for sale. He says he's a bit surprised to see them.
With all the controversy around it, South Carolina, it seems to be a little bad taste, maybe? We're all in Kentucky, though.
Fair officials say there's not much they can do this year. But next year, if a vendor sells a flag, they'll be asked to leave. For NPR News, I'm Jake Ryan in Louisville.